Hello?
Hello, am I through to...
Hello? Hi, hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, yeah. Who's this?
Hi, Paul, it's James calling from MMA Legal in regards to your British redress application.
Yes.
How are you today, sir? Are you okay?
I'm all right, aye. I've been trying to get all these for ages and nobody's got back to me.
I do apologise about that. Just at the moment, our system doesn't clearly indicate when someone's rang in on one of the files. But I've just been notified by one of the seniority staff now that you tried to ring in just a few moments ago. So I just wanted to obviously touch base with you because I'm the one who is in control of your file. But before I go any further, in relation to this application, could you confirm for me your date of birth, please, for data protection purposes?
It's Paul Hepburn. It's 12/01/1988.
Fantastic. Your postal address?
DG20AB.
Fantastic. And either your email address or your mobile number, please, Paul?
PHepburn44@gmail.com.
Fantastic. You've passed data protection. Just to let you know, calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. Fantastic.
Yep.
So, essentially, what we've got now at the moment is that we have your childcare records from when you was at Morehouse Residential Home in Bathgate.
Perfect.
And we're just currently now waiting upon your childcare records from Dumfries Council.
Yeah.
I've literally just checked Dumfries and Galloway's Council's last correspondence email to us, and they've requested for an extension on the request up until the 30th of September. I know that's a bit frustrating to hear with them asking for
I think that's just because they didn't want to obviously part, they didn't want to like part with the, like, they're obviously just trying to hold it on as long as they can.
Yeah, what they've said is that the reason for it is that to take into account the complexity and the number of requests what they've got. So that, Darren, tells me that they have records on you and they seem like they're going to have extensive records as well. The only thing we're waiting to try and get in receipt of, so I believe you've stated to one of my colleagues that you were taking Greyfriars Medical Centre, is that correct?
Greyfriars Medical Centre, yeah.
Right, okay, just hold on one moment. Just give me one moment there, Paul, just while I just double check something in relation to your GP. Just give me one moment.
Yep.
Centre. They state that there's only one GP there, but just for any assurance of doubt, do you know who your doctor is?
Dr. Pirrer.
Could you spell that by any chance?
P-I-R-I-R, I think, and genuinely, Pirrer. But No, you're right. Do you know what? You can't, they maybe say there's one doctor in there, but because genuinely, because he's never ever there.
Yeah.
Like, if I ever need an appointment in there, I always end up with somebody else. So, yeah, I genuinely think I've met him twice.
Yeah, that's fine, don't worry. Just, the only reason I ask is that sometimes if it states it's a medical centre, some places in Scotland where the medical centres, there's multiple practices within that centre. So, like,
oh,
we have to be very meticulous. Yeah. So what I'm going to do...
Castle Street.
Yeah, I'm going to give them a call and just request where they're up to in relation to our subject access request, because we sent them one over a month ago and they've just not been in receipt, not been responding to us. But at this moment in time, it looks like we'll be in a position to book you in for a witness statement at the end of September, beginning of October, once we're in receipt of them childcare records.
Perfect, that's fine.
No problem.
That's all I wanted to know. I just needed a wee update.
Yeah, no worries. Well, what I'll do is as soon as we're in receipt of them childcare records, I'll give you a call and I'll just see what date and time is best available for you to book you in and then we'll go from there in regards to the statement.
Right. Thank you very much, mate.
No problem, Paul. I'll speak to you soon. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye. Usual. Bye.
Cheers, bye.